This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is declining to call the U.S. Senate back to Washington for a session on gun control legislation after two mass shootings last weekend resulted in the deaths of 31 people. More than 200 U.S. mayors demanded Thursday that the Senate return from its summer recess to approve that legislation. The U.S. Conference of Mayors, representing 214 cities from both Republican and Democratic leaders, told Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and the Democratic leader Chuck Schumer that it was urgent for the Senate to approve the measures already passed by the House of Representatives in February. The legislation calls for background checks for all gun purchasers and would extend the waiting period for gun transactions from 3 to 10 days when instant checks raise questions about would-be buyers. Meanwhile, shoppers at a Walmart in the state of Missouri got a scare. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Just 5 days after a mass shooting at an El Paso, Texas Walmart left 22 people dead, panicked shoppers ran for cover at a Walmart in Springfield, Missouri Thursday afternoon when an armed man wearing body armor entered the store. Springfield Police Lieutenant Mike Lucas told the Springfield News Leader an off-duty firefighter held the suspect, a 20-year-old man, at gunpoint until police arrived. Lucas said the suspect was carrying a tactical rifle and another gun and had more than 100 rounds of ammunition. The incident was resolved with no shots being fired. I'm Mike Rossi.
Dozens of immigrant workers were released a day after federal agents arrested 680 undocumented migrants in raids on food processing plants in Mississippi Wednesday, the largest such operation in the United States in 10 years. During a Thursday news conference, officials from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's Homeland Security Investigations and others said more than 300 people had been released by Thursday. This is VOA News. Recent deadly mass shootings in the United States have prompted other countries to issue travel warnings. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The warnings come from Venezuela, Uruguay, and Japan. President Trump has placed sanctions on Venezuela.
The socialist dictatorship of Nicolas Maduro has inflicted terrible misery and suffering.
Maduro did not mention President Trump, but he said speeches from Washington are impregnated with racial discrimination and hatred against immigrants. Uruguay's foreign minister recommends avoiding large gatherings in the U.S. Japan's government called the U.S. a gun society and said to pay attention to the potential for gunfire everywhere. Amnesty International also warned a guarantee of not being shot is impossible. I'm Ed Donahue.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on India and Pakistan to refrain from taking any steps that would affect the status of Kashmir. Stefan Dujarric is the Secretary General's spokesman.
The Secretary General also recalls the 1972 agreement on bilateral relations between India and Pakistan, also known as the Simla Agreement, which states that the final status of Jammu and Kashmir is to be settled by peaceful means in accordance with the Charter of the United Nations.
In an address made on television and radio Thursday, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi promised Kashmiris the beginning of a new era as a result of the government's decision to scrap the region's special status and bring it under New Delhi's control. At the State Department, a spokeswoman, Morgan Ortega, said the United States is urging restraint on both sides. Changes are coming at the top of the Office of National Intelligence, AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump names Joseph McGuire, the nation's top counterterrorism official, as acting National Intelligence Director, part of a leadership shakeup at the agency that oversees 17 U.S. spy agencies. McGuire, who takes over for Dan Coats, now has to find a replacement for the agency's second-in-command, Sue Gordon, who will take her more than 30 years in intelligence service out the door the same day Coates is leaving, the 15th of this month. House Intelligence Committee Chairman California Democrat Adam Schiff says their departures are a devastating loss to the intelligence community. Tim McGuire, Washington.
In Zimbabwe, the president's son, a former first lady, and 24 other prominent politicians are accused of abusing their positions to acquire loans without collateral from a leading bank in the southern African country. The Commercial Bank of Zimbabwe says it has been forced to assume debt totaling at least $160 million after Emmerson Mnangagwa Jr., Grace Mugabe, and others defaulted on loans made from 2010 to 2014. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.